Hello there. This is Pastor Gary Dull of the Way of Truth Ministries with your daily Moments of Meditation and Prayer Time, which is a ministry of this radio station for your spiritual encouragement. Today, let's turn to the Old Testament book of Joshua. Joshua chapter 24, verses 14 and 15, where the Word of God says, "Now therefore, fear the Lord, and serve Him in sincerity and in truth. And put away the gods which your fathers served on the other side of the flood and in Egypt, and serve ye the Lord. And if it seem evil unto you to serve the Lord, choose you this day whom ye will serve, whether the gods which your fathers served that were on the other side of the flood, or the gods of the Amorites in whose land ye dwell. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord." That's Joshua chapter 24, verses 14 and 15. And what we see in this passage of Scripture is that Joshua was giving Israel his parting encouragement to them after he led them for nearly 35 years. He led them, as you recall, across the Jordan River and on into the Promised Land. And now he was about to die. And so he was giving his last words of encouragement to them as he was going to go home to be with the Lord, and they were going to continue here on earth. And so what does he say to them? Well, first of all, he says, "Now therefore, fear the Lord." Now that does not necessarily mean to be afraid of the Lord, although that's involved with it. And truly, if we don't serve the Lord, we ought to be fearful as to the chastisement that will come our way. But in reality, that word fear means to respect God for who He is, the holy God, the righteous God, the just God, the merciful God, and the gracious God. Beloved, in light of all that God has done for you, He has provided salvation for you through the work of the Lord Jesus Christ on the cross. Respond to Him by fearing Him, respecting Him, worshiping Him, exalting Him in your life, and do so in sincerity and in truth. But not only did Joshua say to the children of Israel to fear the Lord, but he goes on to say, serve Him, and serve Him in sincerity and in truth. That word serve is a very interesting word. It means to be a bond servant. It means to work. It means to worship. And the fact of the matter is, in light of everything that God has done for us, we should serve Him. We should decide within our own hearts and minds and souls that we are going to be His bond servant and do everything that He desires us to do according to His will, according to His word, and according to His way. If you would read verses 14 through 24 of Joshua 24, you would see that that word serve is mentioned no less than 13 times. And so it's an important thing for you and me as God's children to do, to fear the Lord and to serve Him in sincerity and in truth. I trust that on this day, that you will make the determination to serve the Lord, to fear the Lord, to honor the Lord, and watch how God will be glorified in your life and bless you according to His will as you live for Him. Father, we thank You for Your word. We thank You for this challenge from Joshua to Israel to us. And it is my prayer that each and every one of us today will fear You and serve You in sincerity and in truth. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, thank you for joining me on this Moments of Meditation and Prayer Time. Until we come together once again on this radio station, I'm Pastor Gary Dull of the Way of Truth Ministries saying, God bless you and keep looking up. For remember, the best is yet to come, for Jesus could return again today. Amen.